This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In the Me Too moment, Morgan Stanley, in a rare settlement with former Memphis Congressman Harold E. Ford, a 10-year banker with the company, said that he was not fired for sexual misconduct, but for other reasons. Biggest market for Facebook's WhatsApp messaging service is India, where it has 200 million users. Chairman of USA Gymnastics and two other board members resigned following weeks of internal dissent and public outcry over the board's poor handling of a sexual abuse scandal involving the former doctor for the women's national team. Brazil is closing some of its massive dumps in an effort to modernize waste disposal and in the process denying livelihood to thousands of waste pickers. Radio bursts that emit as much energy in each burst as the sun does in an entire day have now been recorded by astronomers from star galaxies that are as far as 3 billion miles distant from Earth. Some 45% of Americans get their news from Facebook. Legendary South African jazz musician Hugh Masekela died at 78. Also passing away at 88 was Reverend Wyatt T. Walker, a key strategist and former executive director and right-hand man to Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. at the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, SCLC. In 2015, protest against the lack of trash pickup in poor management and shook Lebanon, culminating in the You Stink movement, a name that pointed both to the smell of uncollected trash and to perceived government corruption. United Nations expressed alarm over mounting repression in the Congo after security forces fired on anti-government protesters, killing six people, and attacked a UN official monitoring the protest. On 5,753 occasions from 2010 to 2016, the U.S. military reported accusations of gross human rights abuses by Afghan military, including many examples of child sexual abuse. By American law, military aid should have been cut off to the offending unit. According to the AFL-CIO, Trump stood at 55% approval and 45% disapproval at the time of his inauguration with union members. But now, a year later, 63% disapprove and only 37% approve. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.